On today's show, stricter emission tests in Europe are forcing automakers to bring back larger engines. Volvo's parent company Geely is creating a new car brand, and the Ford Transit is now the best-selling cargo van in the world. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. In the wake of Volkswagen's diesel emission cheating scandal, European regulators decided to tighten up emissions testing. As we've said in the past, the tests are pretty easy, which is why fuel economy ratings for cars in Europe look much better than for cars tested in the U.S. But starting next year, the tests will more closely reflect real-world driving than the current tests show. But there's a surprising consequence because of this change. Reuters reports automakers are planning on bringing back larger engines. Over the last decade, car makers downsized engines in order to meet stricter fuel economy and emission regulations. And they added turbochargers to maintain power that customers expect. But those engines perform poorly in the real world, and automakers say they can't meet the new standards with those engines. That's why Renault, GM, and VW plan to offer larger engines or have scrap plans for smaller engines. Other automakers are expected to follow suit. And that's led some analysts to predict that the new regulations could kill off diesel engines smaller than 1.5 liters and gasoline engines smaller than 1.2 liters in Europe. And this is another reason why automakers are investing so much money into electrics and hybrids. But the move to EVs is having another surprising effect. The price of platinum is falling. The metal is used in catalytic converters, but since those aren't needed for EVs, Bloomberg reports investors are worried about platinum's long-term value. So the market for the metal is starting to soften. Still to come, Geely creates a new brand to allow Volvo to move more upmarket.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Large European-style vans have really started to catch on here in the U.S. As a whole, the segment is up over 25.5% for the year, far outpacing the overall market. And the Ford Transit van seems to be hot all around the world. With sales up 31% over last year, the Transit is the best-selling van in America. The automaker also commands 40% of the full-size commercial van market here in the U.S. In Europe, Ford is the best-selling commercial vehicle brand, and the Transit is on its way to become the best-selling nameplate in China for 2016. With low load heights and tall roofs and a ton of versatility, it's easy to see why consumers are snatching up these large vans. We speculated this could happen, but now it's official. Geely will introduce an all-new mid-level brand so Volvo can continue to move upscale. It will be called Link and will officially be unveiled next Thursday. Technology will be jointly developed by Geely and Volvo, while the vehicles will share underpinnings with Volvo models. The first is expected to be an SUV and is scheduled to go on sale in the second half of next year. The models will be produced in China, but will also make their way around the globe, which could pave the way for a Chinese brand to finally enter the U.S. market. Coming up next, a look at how autonomy and connected vehicles could benefit automakers.
Lear Kinexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
As we keep saying, autonomous and connected cars could be the most transformative technologies to hit the auto industry in 100 years. Automakers are spending a lot of time and money to develop these systems, but ultimately, what benefit will it have for the OEMs? On Autoline this week, Richard Wallace from the Center for Automotive Research had this to say.
If we use cars more intensively than we do today, then we go from 11.5 years for the average age of a light vehicle, might become 3 or 4 if we're going to use them more than 20 use them 20 hours a day, let's say. Right now, typically, we use them less than two. We drive to work, park, drive home, and maybe one soccer match for the kids or something like that. So we do see a more intensive use, higher turnover as a result. I think another part is just broadening the range of services the auto companies are in, because I don't think any of us kind of know what the winning services are going to be in 10, 15 years. Ford alone has something like 25 experiments going on globally in mega cities. It's, how about this business model? How about that business model? And they're trying to figure out which ones are going to carry the day.
For more about connectivity, mobility, and autonomous vehicles, you can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thanks for watching, have a great weekend, and we'll be right back here on Monday for the latest news in the global automotive industry.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now, check your company's intranet for details, and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.